Let's talk a little bit about the economy and how things, maybe the business climate, is changing as we see farmers faced with tighter margins, lower commodity prices, and how that translates into the business and commercial side of things.
Well, Megan, there's no denying in recent years the farmers have had it very good. Crops have been wonderful, pricing has been wonderful, and their buying practices have certainly reflected that. Right now, we're seeing a little change in that marketplace. You know, for every high, you definitely have a lower point that comes along with it. And that's where we're at right now. We're seeing crop prices have softened from the historical highs that we've had. And in our given area here in Northwest Ohio, crops last year weren't particularly good. So we're seeing a lot of farmers right now kind of on the sidelines. There's a lot of people walking through the trade show here at the Fort Wayne Farm Show, but very few people are really seriously talking about purchasing that ag storage building in 2016. But, you know, you certainly can't deny there'll certainly be a demand for it in 2017 or when we have a rebound.
When we look at prices like this or a little bit more pressure like we're seeing, we saw in 2015, we're anticipating seeing in 2016, how do companies manage that cycle in that cyclical business?
The beautiful thing with Cape Buildings is while agriculture has been the backbone of our business for 40 years, it's not the only element to our business cycle. We cater to aviation enthusiasts. We cater to commercial applications for businesses, equestrian applications. So there's a number of other areas that our business gravitates towards when the agricultural sector is down. And one of the bright spots that we're seeing right now is coming out of the residential market. For years since our last downturn in the economy, the residential market has not been with us, but now we're seeing a resurgence in that. So the buildings that we're seeing are going to the suburbanite person, the home on 15 acres out in the country, and he wants to put up a 40 by 60. And the nice thing about those buildings is they're a highly decorated building. There's a lot of extras that go into that building, so the price tag of that building in terms of per square foot is higher than what we would typically see in that ag storage building. So that's a bright spot that we're seeing here in 2015 and is certainly continuing here in 2016.
So as you watch, obviously, commodity prices and the feel of the farmer, how do you anticipate maybe an uptick, or are you looking for an uptick here then within the next couple of years on the ag side again?
Without a doubt. I think what we're seeing here is a short-lived cycle. And a lot of the farmers who have expressed a need but are just waiting for the prices to be right or maybe for their yields to be right, they'll be back into the market and buying, you know, what they need for their farm application. So this is a short-term down cycle, I guess maybe the term. But they'll be back in here soon, I'm sure of that.
If folks want to find out more information about your products and services that are available, what's the best way for them to do so?
A wonderful place to check is on our website at www.kbuildings.com, and that's just the letter K, and buildings is plural, so kbuildings.com, or check us out on Facebook.